FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. It is another week of fun and excitement here. We'll do 6 days this week, Monday through Friday, from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time in the evening. And also, we have a live Saturday show you can join us for from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So join us for every single moment. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We call the show Free Talk Live because why, Manwich?
Well, we had to call it something.
Better answer, please.
Okay. It's Free Talk Live because the show belongs to the listener. Call in and talk about anything you want. You're free to talk about anything you want.
And we're live. From political to personal, whatever is on your mind. If you've got a rant you want to get off your chest, some sort of an issue that you want to push or an agenda, we're here for you. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll free. 800-259-9231. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got thousands of posts for you to surf around through on our bulletin board system there with hundreds of people interacting. That's a lot of fun. There's all kinds of topics, everything from the serious to the mundane to the crazy. It's all there, and it's all free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604. That's toll-free 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. Now, Johnson joining us for Johnson Mondays, and I think you were taking issue before the show with something that Manwich was talking about last week.
Well, you know, I sometimes catch up on the last few shows of the weekend on Monday. And so I was listening today, and I come across a segment where Manwich is, you're basically saying, yeah, black people are lazy.
God. I don't feel like I'm saying that.
You're like, yeah, I had this friend, and he was black, and yeah, he was real lazy. He didn't, when I asked him if he worked, he said no like it was a badge of honor. You know, you were telling a story, you know,
yes,
that seemed to relate to your view of all darker skinned people.
I don't think that that's so. I think that there is a certain black culture of which not all black people fit, and within that black culture, it's respected not to have a job.
I don't see how you can say there's a, okay, when you say a certain black culture, do you mean most blacks are in that culture?
No. I think that there's this,
because you have to be careful when you say things like this. That's why he got that impression, and I
got
to say,
no,
I had that impression too.
He's a jerk.
No, I had that impression too.
No, actually, I did get that impression a little bit. I know you better than that, but I think it's fun to poke fun of you on the air.
Yes.
So, but I think that there's one guy who's changing all that.
Okay.
And I heard this actually on Needle today, because I listen to the other radio libertarian talk shows. Mm-hmm. I like to keep up. And I thought that this was fascinating.
I heard it too, and I think it's great.
Yeah,
I have no idea what's going
20
on.
20-year-old.
So
that's because you.
Well, you'll appreciate.
You don't listen
this
to any news source at all.
I think you will appreciate this a lot.
All right.
20-year-old millionaire extorts exhorts students to give their best effort in life.
Millionaire.
He calls himself a millionaire. He's
okay.
And he's as real as they come. At 20, Farrah Gray has achieved more than most will in a lifetime. He describes himself as America's millionaire. And when they shared his rags-to-riches story with Golden Gate High School students Tuesday, he touched them in a way few speakers can.
I'll tell you. Michael Jackson can go ahead and touch your leg.
You're dealing with high school students. You got to be careful what you touch and what you don't.
Well, the teenagers hooted, hollered, clapped, whistled, and even stomped their way through the high-energy speech. Afterward, they lined up to meet him one-on-one, feeling inspired and looking for help in pursuing their dreams. Now, let me talk a little bit about him. Gray grew up in a broken-down apartment in inner-city Chicago. His mother worked 3 jobs, but still his family needed public assistance to get by. There were days when there was barely any food in the fridge. We had no furniture, he said. We had rats and roaches running around. We had to sleep on the floor with the rats and the roaches.
Mm.
A young Farrah started asking himself why they had to live that way, and he became determined to get himself and his family to the other side of the mountain. At 6 years old, he sold body lotion for $1.50 door-to-door. He mixed together leftover lotion and baby powder that he found around the house to make new bottles. He earned $50. He treated his mother to a buffet dinner at a Chinese restaurant, and the feeling got him inspired to keep going. By 7, he carried a business card reading 21st Century CEO, even though he didn't know what CEO meant. He heard someone introduced as CEO on TV, and it sounded important. He towed it around a red lunchbox as a briefcase and handed his card out to anyone who would take it.
Well, that is a pretty cool idea, man. Can you imagine a 7-year-old coming up to you handing you a business card? That's pretty
wild. Suddenly it's a 21st century CEO.
Right. That's pretty funny.
At 8, he organized a group of his friends to create the UNEEC, the Urban Neighborhood Economic Enterprise Club.
Okay.
Ultimately, the club raised $1 million to develop the group's entrepreneurial ideas and start various businesses.
That's great.
At 8.
How? Car washes? How do you earn $1 million at age 8? I'd love to hear more about that part of the story.
Coming from being an impoverished black kid.
Right.
I mean, how... it's just an absolutely amazing story.
It is an amazing story.
The club's success landed him his own radio show called Backstage Live in Las Vegas.
At age what? 12? Yep. How old was he when he was on the radio?
This must be a really
younger,
dynamic
speaker. The club at 8.
This is younger than 12. A lot of people did hang up on us. Gray said, all I heard was dial tones. By 12, Gray had established himself as a national speaker. Today, he commands $10,000 per appearance.
Mm.
At 13, he started his own company called FARR. You know, F-A-R-R is in his name, Farah. Called Far Out Foods, headquartered in New York. The company sold pancakes based on his grandma's recipe for syrup. It did $1.5 million in sales, making him a millionaire at 14.
Oh, man!
Gray later sold the company for $1 million. After making his first million, his goal was to retire his mother and grandmother, who worked so hard to make ends meet. He bought homes for them and hired housekeepers and chefs so they would never have to cook or clean again.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's just, and there's more to this.
I want
to
hear more.
Story, I mean, as he goes
keep
on.
Keep it going.
There.
Yeah.
All right.
Success stories, I love them.
Okay, during the past few years, Gray has racked up a long list of other achievements. He acquired Inner City Magazine, he's financed a comedy show on the Las Vegas Strip, and last year he's published his first book called Rillionaire, 9 Steps to Becoming Rich from the Inside Out. And his book is endorsed by former President Bill Clinton. Gray defines a Rillionaire as someone who has discovered that there is more to money than having money. A person who understands that success is not just about being rich in your pocket. You have to be rich on the inside, too. Gray believes everyone is responsible for whom they become, no matter their circumstances. He said, 3 questions should be asked when determining what you want to do with your life. What comes easy to you? What would you do and not get paid for? And how can you be of service?
Hmm. What would you do and not get paid for, Ian?
We're doing it. those are
great
questions.
About.
Yep. I think his point that it doesn't matter what your circumstances are really... That's the most crucial one.
Yeah. It really doesn't matter what your circumstances are. This kid, apparently at age 8, with no furniture and living in an apartment, managed to make himself
a
fortune.
And it makes a really good point that you can come from nothing, and you know, in a fairly short amount of time.
Yeah. So what matters is how bad you want it and how hard you're willing to work for it, whatever it is.
And being willing to ask for it at all in the first place. I think a lot of people, even though there are a lot of people out there willing to work for it, they just don't know how to ask for it.
Ask for what, a job?
Money. Just
money.
Even they do things that I think there are too many people out there who don't value themselves enough. They will go out there and they will do something and they will want to ask for what they're worth.
Yeah.
And they have no idea that they could be doing more.
I think a big problem is people who throw up their hands to their supposed circumstances and say, well, I'm poor.
Oh, poor me. Oh. I'm poor. Well, if you think you're poor, you're going to be poor.
Right, yeah. If you're in that mindset for your entire adult life, you're never going to get out. Now, we'll talk more about success. If you've got a story, you want to chime in, you want to change the topic completely, anything goes, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. That is 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen,
HeartDrop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. Specially designed to improve your health, come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own. Thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Join the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it be political, personal, or something completely different. We don't care. It's your show. You can literally hijack the airwaves. And it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates list. Just go to freetalklive.com, click updates, and it'll take you maybe a minute or two to join up. And then from that point on, we'll send you emails whenever there's something to announce about the show, whether it be a brand new Shriner, a new affiliate that we want to let you know about, or just some other news about the show. You'll find out first if you're on the updates list. And it's free, just like everything else. At freetalklive.com. Now, Johnson, you came across something about a realionaire, somebody who is 20 years old. 20 years old. Just, like, fresh out of high school, basically.
Yeah.
And he's already made at least $1 million, if
made
not
a million
much
dollars by
that.
The age of 14.
Yeah. And it's just an amazing success story. We're kind of just going through it here, and we'll talk more about success, unless you interrupt the show again at 800-259-9231. But he started his own economic business or whatever, some sort of a coalition of some sort at age 8. He was handing out business cards to people at age 7.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid made, like you said, his first million by age 14.
Yep.
Well, that's what, and he made that million when he sold his business that he had made over, like he turned over $1.5 million.
Right.
Just an amazing story so far, and I'm looking forward to the rest of it.
I've got to wonder also how a lot of that happened, you know, because of just legal ages and working as an adult in this country. Just some of that is very surprising to me, you know, because of... I mean, I guess his mother must have...
Like how he avoided the income tax or something like that?
Not even just the income tax, but just as far as contracts and whatnot. Because as a 14-year-old, I mean, you can't sign... You can't enter into a legally binding agreement. You are not an adult.
I don't know. Maybe... Well, he was selling lotion, right, at one point?
Right.
That's what he made his money on in the beginning?
Right.
So... Maybe he just really just pounded the pavement and just sold a lot of lotion.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
well,
he didn't get into any contracts.
He made $50 selling the lotion. And then he made the rest of his money.
And pancakes? Pancakes?
Well, there were donations for that his entrepreneurial group.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first million. And then he made his money off of selling, first of all, Far Out Foods, which is sold his pancakes based on his grandma's recipe for syrup. Yes, or sold... Yeah, sold pancakes based on his grandma's recipe for syrup. And it did $1.5 million in sales, making him a millionaire at 14. And then he sold the company for another million later.
I don't know. Maybe people, when they found out they were dealing with a 14-year-old, figured they could trust him. Who knows?
Maybe.
He did it, whatever the case is.
Exactly. And then he acquired a magazine, Inner City Magazine, later. Some of the quotes that he said is, you know, he said he believes that everyone is directly responsible for who they become, no matter their circumstances.
He says, good that he believes that, because it's true, and if you don't believe it,
yeah,
you just believe something false.
And I think there are a lot of people out there that don't, you know, they're
whiners. I'm a victim of circumstance.
Yep.
So the three questions.
It's all in your control.
The three questions to recap, he said, what comes easy to you, what would you do and not get paid for, and how can you be of service? So many people don't use their gifts, he said. I think the richest place is the cemetery. A lot of people die without using their gifts. He told students that they have to work on themselves from the inside out. It worked for him. He pursued his dreams, though he heard many times that he would fail. As an African American, he said, the statistics say that he should be either dead or in jail. But he said, through hard work, a prayer, and a goal and a vision, he beat the odds. He said he owes a lot of his success to his mother, who taught him that he could do anything he put his mind to.
I like the vision part, because if you don't know where you want to go, you'll never figure out how to get there. You have to have a concrete goal set for yourself. Like, I want to be in this place 10 years. I want to be CEO of whatever in 10 years. I want to have my own company. I want to be independently wealthy. I want to have my own house, etc. I want to have these things 10 years from now. And then you work backwards and you find out, what are the steps it's going to take me to get to that point?
Well, the best thing to do is back it out on paper. You know, if in 10 years that's what you want, what's it going to look like? What's your life going to look like in 9 years?
Right.
8 years? 7 years? And you just make yourself a workable plan, starting out with, what's my life going to look like tomorrow if I'm going to be CEO of Free Talk Live Enterprises in 10 years?
And the important thing that you mentioned there, and is really key, I think, man, which is writing it down.
Yeah. It's not real until you write it.
They find that most people. A lot of people don't even have goals, and that's just pathetic. I mean, if you don't have goals for yourself, how are you ever going to judge whether or not you're a success or failure? I mean, eventually they'll probably figure out that you're a failure because you don't have goals. But if you don't actually have goals, that's terrible.
If you fail to plan, you're planning to fail.
More good quotes from Farrah Gray. He said, it's important to have a sense of urgency and a hustle. Comfort is the enemy of achievement, he said. So many people get comfortable with their money, their credit cards, and what they have today. He challenges himself to do better every day, and he encourages students to do the same. He says, I believe that the average is really the bottom of the top and the top of the bottom, he said.
Let me think about that one. The average is the bottom of the top and the top. Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. And to that,
as far as the comfort zone thing, I'm sorry, as far as the comfort, that's another key issue to, as far as achieving success, is getting out of your comfort zone. It's easy to get up in the morning go to the job, punch in, work for 9 hours or whatever, punch out, come home, grab a six-pack, crack it open, watch TV, and get up and do the same thing the next day. What's
doesn't
difficult,
require much thought, that's for
right.
sure.
What's difficult is doing anything differently, is stepping out of your boxes that you've created for yourself and viewing the world with a different paradigm, with a new perspective. But most people, again, don't bother.
To finish this up here, you know,
if they all did it, then this kid wouldn't be amazing, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Right, that's true. To finish this up, he had some special messages, I guess, for the women in the crowd. He says, respect yourself, show us your mind and stop showing us your behind. He said to roaring applause from the crowd.
I don't know.
And then one of the students came out chanting, respect your moms, while the others lined up to get his autograph and personal advice. And then there's
very nice.
You know, there's more quotes from the students just praising him and saying, you know, how they were inspired by his speeches.
An inspiring story.
Yeah.
Boy, thank goodness. Instead of somebody who's telling them that they're a victim and they can sign up for welfare.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, and I think, you know, it's good. You know, I want to see that attitude, I guess, in more people. And I don't think that laziness has anything to do with any sort of genetics at all.
No, I don't think so either.
You know.
God, I can't imagine how you got that out of what I say. I think that there's a culture and a pervasive, you know, a certain amount of pervasiveness in there, and it's just, you know, what's cool in the culture.
The culture, which now you're admitting you don't believe is necessarily the majority. When you kind of talk about there's this
I
black
don't know
culture.
We'll talk about a culture.
When you say there's this black culture where there's this pervasiveness of laziness, it makes it sound like you're referring to everybody who's black. Whereas within the white race, there's all kinds of different cultures.
There absolutely are.
And there's plenty of lazy white trash out there.
You know, I don't know what the percentages are. I just don't know.
Right.
But I would tell you that there's a...
Then it's just as fair to say there's a culture of laziness. You don't have to necessarily pigeonhole it into blacks, whites, or Hispanics. There's just a group of people in this country that is lazy, and they'll never make anything out of themselves.
Hippies. The people, here's the difference, though.
They play music, man.
Absolutely. They got their own music. They have their own culture through music, and that pushes the whole gangsta lifestyle.
I was talking about hippies. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Talking about success and what makes it. This isn't a money show, though. We talk politics. We'll talk whatever's on your mind. It is your show. Take control. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the archives there, the last 6 days worth, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in required. There's no mandatory fee in order for you to listen to this show. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can sign up for the podcast as well, which is the hot new thing for listening on the Internet. And because we give you our archives for free, we ask that you do something for us. There's a little link on the website that says Vote for FTL. You just click that link, put in your email address, and click Vote. They'll send you a confirmation email. You click in the link inside that, and you're done. And that's all it takes. And it'll help us be on the top 10 of top 10 podcast lists.
With the biggest value in talk radio.
Absolutely. So, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Let's go right to the phones and right to the fun. We're talking about success and laziness and all things in between. Let's go to Rusty in Montreal. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you young fellas doing, by the way?
Hey, Rusty.
Doing all right.
Hey, how you guys? I love you guys. I tell you, I told some of my boys
over here
about you guys. Well, Let's have a big group hug now. Well, I hope that's in a platonic, semi-Christian way, you know. But I'll give you an example. I'm 44. Since the 60s, from what I've seen in American society, actually, black people came a long way. You know the head of Merrill Lynch? See, this is my business. The head of Merrill Lynch is black.
Yeah.
Systems, Norton virus, antivirus is a black man. AOL,
wow.
Time Warner is a black man. People don't beat for food, which is Burger King? Acquisition guy by name. So I think they came a long way. Now, I think the media like to put them on TV, especially this rap thing, because it's very apolitical. It doesn't serve a social radical agenda. I give you an example. When I was in high school, what was the underground music that never got any airplay to this day was reggae. Because reggae was revolutionary and it was social. It was talking about change. And they learned since the 60s, they're never going to put anything like that on now. It's going to be Britney, Madonna. If they can't write
They're not
a song,
taking any more chances, huh?
They've learned their lessons. But I think, I mean, when you talk about laziness, I don't know. I think what happens with a lot of people, especially white people, and we are the biggest drug users. We're the most people on welfare. We're the most criminals, but disproportionately.
Let's be honest.
If you can change your name from Lippenstein to Kirk Thomas, right?
I'm going to make a racist statement here real quick. You know, you were talking about the media. I think the media makes their money by scaring white people. That's what they do.
Exactly. Not scaring, but that's the image. Remember, white people buy rap. White people want 50 Cent. They want a real black criminal.
I think the last time I saw Rusty. Yep. Hey, Rusty, the last time I saw statistics, 75% of all rap albums are bought by white teenagers.
And you know what my nephew's telling me? I like 50 Cent because he's a real criminal. He got 6 bullets. He's not one of these fakers like
really?
He ever was. Oh, yeah, that's the real deal. Remember, they want authenticity. And what the rappers did, they made their music Elvis Presley or Pat Boone proof. They learned their lessons from the rock and roll debacle, where the music was kind of, let's say, appropriated from them and changed names.
Yeah.
Now the rappers, they made the music so black. If they say, Eminem was the kid named from Detroit. The reason why he made it, because he's got tremendous talent. And they wanted to make sure any white kid that came through now, you couldn't just vanilla icing. You understand? So
yeah.
The kids there, he's got massive skills. But I don't know. I think it's a misperception more than anything, because if you've been to Atlanta or, like, Detroit, there's a lot of well-to-do black people. And
there sure are.
And, so,
the problem is there's a culture of poverty within all poor people. Poor whites.
Absolutely.
Appalachian. So, that was what Franklin Delano was doing with the New Deal. They were trying, and the 60s, that was actually about poor whites and female emancipation.
Russ, you got a question for you. So Eminem has massive talent, huh?
He has to, because he's there.
You know
how I know? He won this rap. I've got nephews as big-time rappers. He won this big national underground rap contest.
But do you like Eminem?
No!
I was just asking.
I like his writing. I think his music is weak. If you like the rap stuff, I like the hardcore ones, too. I like that guy, the big fat one that got shot. The one from New York.
Puff
and
Daddy.
So forth.
No, Puff Daddy, I'm sorry.
Biggie Smalls, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is laziness. I think young people now, because they've been so dumbed down, and the problem with goals is that you've got to make mistakes. Anybody I know that's successful has made early mistakes. So when make your goals, you've got to have a cushion. And nowadays, I know 20-year-old kids, all they care about is a gold card.
Yeah.
What the heck do you need a gold card for when you're 20, 22 years old, because things are so expensive now? You got to get a nice computer. You got to get the latest gaming tool. They made the system such where there's no more leisure time. I think they really learned their lessons from the 60s. Okay? I hate to quote as a hardcore capitalist. You guys know me, Karl Marx. But the leisure class is the future. And he said, through pure capitalism, that's where socialism would come from, a leisure class. And that's what happened in the 60s. You had all these well-to-do Americans with nothing to do but think about social issues. But I mean this, you guys are 25. You shouldn't worry about money. Don't forget this. This is the only time in your life where you're free.
Well, my
point is, this is the only time in your life where you're free. You're going to date women that love you for who you are. When you're a young man, you're going to date women out looking at you.
Not me. I'm too fat for that.
I think, he's speaking the truth.
Trust me, guys, don't worry about the money. When you find yourself, like I know guys when I went to college, my degree, master's in philosophy and art, and I went into business, and I found out that the business schools, the business people really want liberal arts people because we don't think so one-dimensional. We think visually. The best traders on the market aren't the math majors. Those dorks, they're bean counters. They want chemistry people, teachers, and people like me who can think visually, who turn numbers into images. Because that's the way you look at the markets. It's visually. No. So, trust me, where you think you're going to be down the road, it won't necessarily be where you're going to be. And maybe the life lessons you learn right now, maybe this radio and what you're doing, which is a great innovation, because I don't know if you've seen a new technology, but you'll be able to listen to radio on your cell phone. You're now going to have instantaneous world access very soon. Not off just the Internet. Or see, local radio is an obsolete medium.
I don't know about that, Rusty.
Yes, it is. Well, no, it serves.
I don't know if obsolete, but it's.
Let me give you an example. Howard Stern, by going to satellite radio, he's totally uncensored. You can catch him anywhere on the planet.
Rusty. Don't get ahead of yourself there. The politicians are working on that. They want to clamp down on satellite radio.
Kid, when I was growing up, TV was free. MTV was free in the 80s. I was in Minneapolis watching David Bowie videos.
And look what happened.
But that's the problem. It went to crap. It's not the beginning. It's what corporate America does with all great innovations. Look at rock and roll. It's nothing but vaudeville.
Well, what I'm saying is, be wary. That could happen to satellite radio, man.
Well, no, satellite radio is designed for middle of the road, non-political. By making it a pay-for-medium right off the bat, it's designed.
Well, we'll see about that, Rusty. We're trying to get on satellite radio, so we'll see.
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with being on satellite radio, but what I'm saying is, unless you get what I call a Orson Welles contract, which is there's only a few people in Hollywood ever had this total creative freedom, where you can say and do what you want without some guy with the cheap suit and the brown shoes.
Hey, we have that on this show.
Gore Vidal said when he was on CNN, he said there was an American censor telling him what to say and what not to say.
I believe it. Rusty, we got a scram.
Okay, peace and love, guys.
Great call as usual,
man. Don't worry about being young, and don't worry about the money. The money will come when you're ready to be young.
Well, the money will come. I think the money will come. Thank you, Rusty. Words of wisdom. 1-800-259-9231. I don't think you should necessarily have to worry about the money. It's like the Reelionaire was saying, you do what you want to do. You do what you love.
Right.
You do what comes best to you, and you serve people. And if you give people what they want, that's the key. You get what you want in return.
Right.
1-800-259-9231. This
coming back
is
with our
show.
Guest, Zig Ziglar, after the break.
Free Talk Live, more coming up.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can literally take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwick. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent their photos in, and we put them up on the Shrine. In fact, over the weekend, we added a brand new Shriner. It's our newest validated Shriner, as a matter of fact. So you'll have
That's good news.
And check her out. I believe it's Pamela. I don't actually have it right in front of me. So validated means she's holding up a sign in her photo that references Free Talk Live. So we know for sure that she really is a listener.
She is she.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about this one. This is a real one. We've had some fakers, and when we out the fakers, they go into the Hall of Shame on the Shrine of Female Listeners. So go on.
I got to be a little bit of a naysayer. I think, you know, we should request or at least make it a preference known that we prefer handwritten signs.
Yeah, okay.
Over typed signs, because people can type in Photoshop. You know, like, I can look at that and go, I don't know whether or not that was Photoshopped or not.
Yeah, well, the ones that we've seen that have been Photoshopped have been pretty obvious.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, maybe we got somebody with skill, finally.
Well, if they're that good...
Because those other guys didn't have any.
I'm not saying... At least the women that are in the validated section are really good fakes, if in fact they are fakes.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's fine.
Usually the first alert to a faker is that they're really, really hot.
Right.
And that's kind of the first turn, the first clue. 1-800-259-9231.
What are you saying, man?
Nothing. I know we got some hotties listening to the show, so it's all right. But anyway, you can email us your pictures, ladies, at ftl@freetalklive.com. And it's not a beauty contest. So, we're talking about success. Johnson, you brought in this article about a 20-year-old self-proclaimed reelionaire, someone who made his first $1 million at age 14, which is just an amazing story, an inspirational story, and one that definitely deserved to be shared, and I'm glad you did that.
Yeah.
Because here in America, here in the United States, one of the things that people really need help with, the one thing that they don't teach in high school, is how to manage your money.
Well, is that and the unfortunate thing, you know, the other reason why I wanted to bring it up is because the unfortunate thing is that, you know, the first guy to bring this up, Neil Bortz, was relating this to all how we need the fair tax and how we need to accept George Bush's Social Security plan. And, you know, he just doesn't get the fact that, you know, even though he claims to be a libertarian, he doesn't understand that government doesn't work.
He's a shill for the Republican Party.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, and he makes libertarians look bad if he still makes that claim on the air.
Oh yeah, he claims to be a libertarian,
really? up and down, and
all
then turns around and
you
supports
know,
George Bush. Hypocrisy.
Yeah, it is. At the same time, though, there are certain things that he's fairly libertarian on, and it's better than not. You know, I'm not gonna look a semi-supporter in the mouth. You know, if he's getting out a more libertarian message out there than any other talk radio show.
Yeah, but it's okay.
You know,
yes,
other than us,
true.
And Harry.
Yeah, okay. It's a semi-libertarian message, but to label yourself as a libertarian and then to go about being unprincipled, I think is not good.
Well, one thing's for sure, in support of Skyler, one thing's for sure is you're not going to convert. Johnson. you're not going to convert someone overnight to libertarianism.
No, absolutely not.
At one time, it's just not going to happen. So if Neil brings them half the way in. We bring him the other half
okay,
the way
all right,
in.
All right.
It's not such a bad thing.
All right. That's fine. So anyway, success. People
well,
don't get
one
taught
point
how
that,
to manage money.
One point that was made during the reading of the article is how many, for instance, how many of the millionaires in the United States, how many do you think were inherited their money, percentage-wise?
Most of them did not, actually. Most of them are self-made. In fact, they find that that people who inherit money tend to do what lottery winners do. Which is piss it all away.
Well, take a stab at how what the percentages of people who inherit people who are millionaires who inherited the money.
1%.
1.5.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's really
Isn't
low.
That amazing.
The other 98.5%.
Self-made.
Self-made.
They did it themselves.
Either they won it in a lottery, or they, which is probably very, very few.
Well,
the
lottery winners
earn the money.
Lottery winners just don't know how
They're
to handle money.
Part of that 1.5%. I mean, they just lose it.
I don't think that's inheritance, though.
People
say that it's small. It's a smaller percentage than 1.5. You can believe that,
right?
Let's go to Michael in the United Kingdom. This is a show you can literally hijack the airwaves, take over the show. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Been all right.
Excellent. Hey, I'm a podcast listener, so I'm probably a day late with this.
That's okay.
What is it?
Well, I'm just calling in regards. It sort of ties in with my own principal at my old school and religion. It sort of ties in the two together because my father's an Anglican minister, and so I was sent to a Christian school, much to my
much to your chagrin.
Yeah, well, it wasn't very good, but. The deputy principal there, he didn't like the fact that even though my father was the minister, that I wasn't going to church or I didn't want anything to do really with the Christian faith. It wasn't that I didn't believe in it, but I just saw holes in it, and it just wasn't for me.
You're one of those troublemaking kids that asked too many questions, weren't you?
One or two. There you go.
Got it.
And also, my mother is a divorcee, and he had a real problem with that. So.
In the Anglican Church?
Yeah.
Huh, I didn't know that was a problem in the Anglican Church. Okay,
well,
go ahead.
It's funny, because apparently, because the king couldn't marry a divorcee, or something, it was American.
Maybe it was more of a problem back then.
Yeah, well, he was British himself, and so he really didn't like me very much.
So you had a bit of a clash with the administration in your school, right, Michael?
I did indeed.
We're going to find out where all this is going. Hang on, 1-800-259-9231. I can relate. I knew the principal on a first-name basis when I was going to high school.
Not me. I never got in trouble.
1-800-259-9231. You're probably teacher's pet, too. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and it's toll-free to get in touch with us about anything that's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming available for you on the website. We got a broadband version. We've got a dial-up speed kind of a version. They're free at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun, to Michael in the United Kingdom. Michael, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Oh.
So you were telling us a story. You were going to church school. You were at a kind of a religious school. You had a conflict with the principal.
Yeah. Well, it also, like, accumulated after time, and it was my last year in high school, my seventh form year, and my best friend, he outed himself. He's homosexual.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this really, really riled him up. He basically came up to me, and he said, you basically have to disassociate yourself with this guy, otherwise God is not going to accept you into his kingdom.
Wait, they didn't kick him out of school for that?
He wasn't going to my school.
Oh.
He's going to the government school, the public school.
But they found out that you were his friend.
Yeah, it's quite a small town where I
Got
grew
it.
Up, and there was the private school, and there was the church school, and then there
okay.
was the public school. He said that, yeah, basically that I was going to be in purgatory or hell if I was going to be associated with this guy, and I just basically told him where to go, and he didn't really like that too much.
So what happened?
Well, my father found out about this, so he decided to take matters into his own hands, and he went and had a word with him. And then afterwards, the deputy principal came up to me And he says, look, I know you've only got about 3 or 4 months left in high school, or college as we called it, but these last few months are going to be not very pleasant for you.
Oh, my goodness.
And I went, okay. And I just sort of laughed it off, and just because I always thought that he was just some bigoted too. Yeah, anyway. And okay. Then about a week later, nothing happened. About a week later, I arrived at school, signed in, went to class, and then I was called out about a couple of periods left to go. And there were two police officers standing in the school office and arrested me for possession with intention to supply.
Oh, my goodness, of what?
They said that they found 3 ounces of marijuana in my locker.
How convenient.
How convenient indeed. And I just thought, well...
Make a long story short, Michael, you got in some trouble. What happened as a result?
Well, what happened is, because I mean, my locker, you have to sign for a locker, and the lockers were on the other side of the school,
mm-hmm.
and so they have records. You have to have signed for a key to have it.
Got it.
And they found out that I didn't have a key for it, and they did an inquiry, and they found out that he in fact, had planted the marijuana in my locker.
So they actually ended up busting the principal?
He got fired. He didn't get arrested or anything, but he certainly lost his job.
Man, he got off easy then.
Yeah, he did.
That's an amazing story, Michael. We're glad you came out okay, and thanks for listening to the show, man. Good call.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, 1-800-259-9231.
Great story, wow.
Man, I thought I had a bat at my high school. Principal plants 3 ounces of marijuana in your locker and then tries to frame you for it. That is amazing.
Sick is what it is.
That is, yeah, that's sociopathic, isn't it?
Pretty sick. I think so. Speaking of sick.
Speaking of sick, I don't know. What are we speaking of sick for?
Oh, nothing.
1-800-259-9231. We got more calls on the way here. Paul's hanging on very patiently. We're going to get to him and your calls as well. Anything goes. This is your show. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control. Hour number two, on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're tired...